with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We're talking Valentine's Day, Bob, and I'm a big proponent of cooking for my lady as opposed to taking her out. I'm a little bit of a snob that way. I think that a lot of things that I make are better than what I can buy out. There are certainly exceptions to that, but you and I fancy ourselves as pretty good cooks. And I just think that it's a little more heartfelt when I do it myself. So what we're going to try to do is give you some tips and techniques to you can cook for your lady and see if you can impress her a little bit rather than just taking her out.
Sure. We are being produced of like always by Mr. Brian Fonger. And Mr. Fonger, when Jop keeps saying m'lady, I get visions of Ron Burgundy. What do you get?
You're the one that looks like Ron Burgundy, not me.
That's actually a very good reference there.
It is.
Yeah, right.
M'lady.
Yeah, right.
You do have the mustache like Ron Burgundy.
I do. I do.
Okay.
Not nearly as pungent as his, though. His was
sure. Healthy, lush potatoes, my name. It's not my invention. It's my conversion, right? It's a recipe my wife came up with off, you know, Facebook probably, because that's where she spends.
And you never follow a recipe. You make it your own. So.
Well, I try. I read. I can read.
Every recipe you've ever seen is just a good start.
I use words.
Yeah.
So she tried to make potatoes a little healthier, put cauliflower in it. And, it was actually really good. Mashed potatoes with cauliflower. I think I gave you some once.
Well, go ahead, but yeah. I've got a version of that we're actually doing right now.
Yeah. So, what it's evolved into is the little butter potatoes, the little yellow skinned, I buy Green Giant right from the market. And a full head of cauliflower. I'll take half of one of those 5-pound bags, dump it in some boiling water. If there's some bigger ones, I'll cut those in half. And after they cook about 8 minutes, I'll put that cauliflower in. Now I'm going to core it out a little bit, and I'm going to cut it into about 4 quarters. And I'm going to put a lid on it and cook it for maybe 8 to 10 minutes. Doesn't take long after that. And then I'm just going to park it, let it finish off, and keep poking the vegetables till they're right where I want them. You know, at that point, you want to make sure that the stems of the cauliflower are finished. And then I'll drain the water off, and I'm not making gravy, so I don't have to save the water, but it's great water to use for something else if you need it. Then I'm going to get my hand masher out, and I'm just going to mash them. I'm going to put in some butter, some Parmesan, some coarse pepper, sea salt, and heavy cream.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, mash that up to the consistency you like. Now, I like finding little chunks of potato and cauliflower when I'm eating a mash. But if your lady wants it all smooth, you know, just get your mixer out and smooth it out.
Yep. So you know that I'm practicing this keto diet, right? And cauliflower is one of the best things that you can have. You make it. They have riced cauliflower and they make pizza crusts out of cauliflower now. Well,
it's science.
But what we've done is very close to what you just described, except I don't put the potatoes in because the potatoes are not on my keto, but the cauliflower is. So, and I take the stems off and just use the florets, and we'll boil those just like you said, just like you'd be boiling potatoes. When they're done, mash those. Right? And the fats are okay on my keto diet. So the butter in there is good.
And the cream.
But instead of cream, I've taken a whole little block of that Borzen cheese, which is seasoned. Goat cheese, but it's a garlicky seasoned cheese, and mash that in there as opposed to the cream, and I get a really nice garlic. And like you, I like it a little bit chunky. I don't want it creamy necessarily. So I'm beating it by hand and mixing that all in. And then at the end, you know, you just serve them like you would mashed potatoes, and they don't need anything on them. because, but guys, that is, if you want something healthy for your dinner date and you want something really different and tasty, I'm going to tell you that that cauliflower almost tastes like potatoes after it's been boiled. And it's not a real strong flavor at all.
No.
It's really
especially
good.
With the cheese and the butter. I mean, it tames it down. And actually, cooked cauliflower is pretty tame anyway.
Right. And it's good for you.
Very good for you.
Really good for you. Yeah. So that's a great side dish. Super easy to do. And you'll be a hero. And they'll go, wow, what is that? But that boars and cheese in my recipe, that boars and cheese really sets it off because that's got a lot of flavor. And you're putting quite a bit of it in there, too.
You should try grilling those heads sometime.
Yep.
I mean, I've grilled it, and I've grilled broccoli.
That's where I was going.
But then you could mash it up, and I don't know.
Right. How the broccoli doesn't – we tried steaming the broccoli, and you can't mash that up. It's too fibrous.
Yeah.
But the cauliflower works really, really well. So that's a cool side dish.
And, not something you want to eat before a colonoscopy is a
– I don't know. You're the guy that's had the recent photo session.
Okay,
me.
Let's get pretty on the side of the grill here.
Okay.
So what I really stink at is like really planning out a fancy display for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a lower priority. I've given it a higher priority in the last couple years. But I think that's something that you kind of shine at. So let's say you're going to do a tenderloin, maybe some scallops, and then these healthy, lush potatoes. What are you going to do with that?
Well, first of all, I'm going to make sure that you've got a dark, you've got a white, right? And then you've got, what was the third ingredient? We had the potatoes.
Scallops.
The scallops. The scallops are going to be a little creamy brown, right?
Yep.
So I might just I'm gonna put that on a white plate if I have one because then it's gonna look real stark, and your filet is gonna be a little darker, your potato or your cauliflower is gonna be pretty white, and then that scallop's gonna be somewhere in between, and I might take some balsamic reduction. We can get it from Old World Olive Company. You can reduce your own. You can buy it in the store already reduced, but that when you get balsamic reduction, it's going to take it from a little tangy in the vinegar to a little bit on the sweeter side, right? And that makes a nice accompaniment. And I might just drizzle that around the plate, not on anything, but around the plate to pretty it up. The thing that you can put a garnish on there, maybe like slice some radish to get a little color.
That's very good.
On there, but the thing that I've always just tried to remind people.
Always garnish with something you can actually eat,
right,
if you can.
Right, and the thing that I just want to remind everybody, when you're trying to impress somebody with a meal, you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and then your taste buds third. So if it looks appealing and then it smells appealing, it's going to be appealing, and that's why I've always tried to focus on making this pretty. Now, this is not an everyday thing, right? But if I'm making a Valentine's dinner, I'm going to try to think about, and the best place to do all of this is walk down the vegetable aisle.
Yeah.
Because everything is fresh. You can get yellow, orange, green, and red peppers. They make great garnishes, and you can cut little pieces of it or whatever. I mean,
sure.
But it's the color that you're looking at to make it appealing.
Organic carrots are really nice.
Absolutely.
But now you could also display all that stuff on the plate and then make up just a little pan of a Bernaise or a Hollandaise or anything like that and sort of make a little designer thing like they do in the fancy hoity-toity restaurants.
Right.
You know, really blow her away because, you know, the whole thing is to compliment your lady.
Right. Yes, my lady. But, you know, the other thing is with that filet is you can put that and put some drawn butter on it and throw it under the broiler the last, 4 or 5 minutes that you're under there. And then you get that crackling hot butter on there and there's nothing better. The other thing I do on that filet is take some crumbled blue cheese and put it on there the last minute that it's under that broiler or on your grill. Just to melt that a little bit. It's pretty, and it's also a really good flavor. If you like blue cheese, you could use the boursin on there as well. Anything. All you're doing is just trying to get a little extra pop of flavor on top of that piece of meat.
So how about picking the right wine? That's kind of easy.
Well, it is. If you're serving red meat, you're going to probably want red wine. You're serving seafood, fish, or chicken, you're probably going to want white wine. I mean, that's fundamental rule. Number one, but there's many, many varietals, as we talked about last week with Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley. You know, there's a lot of different options there. But anyway, those are some ideas. Coming up next, you know what? Check and see what your girl likes, and we're going to talk about what to buy and what not to buy. Stick with us. We'll be back. And I say yes, I feel